Listen, I want to talk about names for a minute. We're working through what name we will choose for our baby girl coming this Advent. And it's fascinating to hear the ways various people have chosen to name their own children. And I really do respect the response that I've received on Instagram over the last week about how you have named your children. It's been really neat to see the fidelity that so many people have had to, okay, pick that list of saints' names and let's go from there. And then there's also this response from a lot of people who are very passionate about their faith now who say, I wish I went through a list of saints' names and gave a more religious spin or a deeper theological meaning to my kids' names. My middle name, I don't know if I've shared this before, is Christian. And I used to always hate it as a kid growing up because I'm not a boy. So why would my middle name be Christian? I could never understand it. And then there was one day in a theology class in college when they were talking about how Christian, you know, has this meaning of anointed one. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. I want to be anointed for God. And I mean, it is Christian after Christ. So even though I have a boy's name for a middle name, I guess I'll accept it. I guess I'll accept it. And I'm one of those people who hates nicknames. I think I have a beautiful name, and I hate it when there's like this butchering of my name, especially when people call me Tim. I must be really sensitive about not being called boys' names, because I really just cannot stand it. So I bring this up because we're thinking about naming our child, and I wanted to hear from all of you, but there's also this incredible past in history, in sacred scripture, and in the tradition of Catholicism with regard to names. Let me tell you what stands out the most to me before we talk about name changes. It's this. When Jesus Christ dies, and he appears for the first time in his resurrected body, we read about this in the Gospel according to John. Now, Mary Magdalene woke up before it was even light out, and she goes to the tomb to care for the body. When she arrives at the tomb's open and empty, and she ends up coming across this man that she believes is the gardener. And it's Jesus Christ in his resurrected form. And he's talking to her, and she's talking to him, and she's, you know, pleading with him with words very similar to the Song of Solomon. Where have you taken the body? Where is he? And she's desperate, wanting to know where our Lord Jesus Christ is. And he looks at her as they've been engaging in this conversation. She's still not recognizing him. And he says, Mary. He calls her by name. And it's in that instant that she realizes that it's Jesus Christ. Because he called her by name, he knew her. There's this deep understanding that to know a person's name is to have some power over them. Think about it. You can't really gossip about a person if you don't know their name. You can't slander them if you don't know their name. You also can't say, come here, if you don't know their name. You can say, hey, you, I'm the worst. I forget people's names all the time. And I have to deviate to like that hey you moment or hi, nice to see you again. As I'm going, oh, someone please help me. I've seen this face a million of times, but I can't remember the name. And so this encounter between Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene always reminds me that names are so personal. Think about it. We know that Abraham's name wasn't Abraham, it was Abram. And he's given a mission from God. He's going to be the father of a great nation. His descendants are going to be many, and his descendants, one of whom ends up being our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how important the mission of Abraham was. God gave him a new name because it meant something. God gave Sarah her name. It used to be Sarai. He made her a mother. God changed the mission and focus of Simon and renamed him Peter, the rock. So when we talk about names, names have a great significance, and I think this is something we've lost slightly in the West. Don't get me wrong, there's some really trendy, cool, hip, new names, but we forget the value that names have. I think that we even forget the value that names have when we get married. And women take the name of their husband. Don't shoot me for this one. But think about it. name changes for Abraham, Sarah, and even name changes for Peter, all of these pointed to a new mission. When you marry, you have a new mission in life. You're a wife. You're a spouse. You made a covenant before God. It's an honor to have your name changed. Hey, people say my first name correctly now because they cannot pronounce my last name. They get it. It's easy now. It used to be Timory Millington. Now it's Timory Jaja. People have a hard time with Jaja. It's Lebanese. So they say Timory perfectly. I no longer get called Tinkerbell or Tinsel or anything like that. And it's one of those moments where as I'm looking at choosing my child's names, I keep thinking about how our Lord has a name in store for each of us. And I think about monks when they enter into the monastery. Did you know that they're actually renamed? Because their names signify a new birth. At baptism, we have baptismal names. Names before God. And God, we know, has a special name. And it may be the name you already have chosen for us that we will receive in heaven. And so when we talk about names, I think that there's this power and beauty in God calling us by name and knowing us so personally and intimately, so much so that He even renames people and gives them a new mission. And so pray for us, my husband and I, as we start to decide what we'll name our baby girl in a couple months here. You guys have an awesome weekend, and if you haven't heard all the episodes, go subscribe to the podcast of Trending so you don't have to miss a single episode. And take me with you on your weekend.
Day 25, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. I never heard of the Litany of Our Lady of Loretto until I was 12 years old, when I attended a summer leadership camp organized by Young Men of Opus Dei. We'd pray the rosary around the campfire at night, and then pray the litany after the rosary. As a youngster, I thought, well, this is interesting, but when's it going to end? These guys never stop praying. Enough already. Now, years later, I hope it never ends. Such a mysterious prayer, so loaded with meaning, running so deep in the rich veins of mystical history. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. What on earth is that? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and Solomon, the wisest of all. Mary's wisdom is shown in her yes to God at the Annunciation, when she comes to visit and help her cousin Elizabeth without anyone asking her to do so. Mary, my mother, teach us wisdom. Mary, Seat of Wisdom, pray for the church and the nation.